Next, we have case number 9569, The Whaling Company, Inc., east of U.S. Route 113. It's a variance from the maximum square footage requirement for a sign and a variance for additional wall signs. And this was left open, I think, also for to be taken a look at by some of the members. Did everyone get an opportunity to go down there again to take a look at this? Mr. McCabe?
I'm fine with it.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Yeah, I went to look at it. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Yeah, I looked at it.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Mills?
Well, gentlemen, as you recall, I was very vocal about and very inquisitive about what who was responsible and all that good stuff. You know, they suggest that the it would be a hardship because they've already put the sign on the wall, and I don't doubt that, but it was created by them. It's no secret that we probably need to, from the office, need to do a little better job, especially over in Laurel. I've noticed living there that there's a lot of violations on 13. You know, two wrongs don't make a right. But in reference to this case, they named and blamed the architect, but he wasn't here to support their reasons or, and there was no justification for the violation. What we kept hearing was, we didn't know or I didn't know. That to me is, you don't become the largest furniture business without knowing or at least finding out, what the rules are. You've got Mr. Girardi, who's the CEO since 1995, and he says he didn't know about these violations. I just don't believe it. The fact is the builder has very close ties to the county, and of course that wasn't brought into the hearing, so it's something we can't consider, but it doesn't change that fact. My main concern is, with the violations that they have on the adjacent parcel, they just continue to violate the code and ordinance. My concern is future banners, signs, tents, and that their excuse will be, we didn't know. They'll play dumb. And the fact will be that they didn't ask and they didn't care. As far as the standards for granting a variance, it is unique because of the size of the building. It could have been developed in conformity. And especially if it was applied for within the allowances that we've done, I'd even doubt and debate their, the measurements of that building. It certainly appears to be more than any 7% that we've approved in the past. I think there's things they aren't taking into account on their measurements. It's obviously was created by the applicant. And I won't argue it won't alter the central character of the neighborhood because, again, everything on 13 there in Laurel, there's violations everywhere. It doesn't represent the least modification possible of the regulation issue. And, there's no place in the code where that I could find where ignorance is a standard for granting a variance. I would suggest... it sounds like you gentlemen are in favor and willing to approve this, so I would suggest that if you do that a letter be sent to the management of the company, the ownership, recommending that they take care of the violations on other parcels and they understand that in the future, before they do anything like banners and tents and things like that, that they find out and they know, so they can't use the excuse, we didn't know. It would be my It would be my motion to deny the case because it doesn't meet the standards.
Okay. Well, I think that part is in the letter. I think that was already addressed at the last meeting. You know, I think because the office, you directed the office to go ahead and send the letter out, and she's crafted or drafted one, and I think it's being done with, so I don't know if that should be a part of this one then or not, after you got done. Yeah, I think that was addressed with Mr. Girardi. I think she's already had done that with, because the question was raised, you know, it's to just to address, you know, to address this one with more, but the other, you know, the other concerns
right.
would not be a part of, would be not be a part of this one.
Yeah, I do have the letter together. I just sent it to my director to proofread to make sure I have everything correct in it.
You can send one to Mr. Burrell so he can proofread it too.
Sure can.
Make sure to before, you know, you know, it, the way, I, you know, the way I look at this is, you know, the past, as you're saying, but I didn't want to, you know, don't bring it to this one, you know, and I know where you're coming from on it with, but, you know, as Mr. Girardi has stated, you know, I don't think we're Mr. and Mrs. Nosick. I don't really look at it holding them responsible. And, you know, it's either going to be the engineer or it would be the whaling. But as Mr. Girardi said, he had been there, but he was not aware of the past. He was willing to correct it now. You know, he had come forward. I guess it'd be no different if somebody going to put in, a, you know, put a trailer in with a, these are different apples, that, you know, apples and oranges. But it does happen. You know, somebody come in and do something like that. So I look at it this way, and in all due respect to them, you know, the health condition, they're not into it. If I was in their position, I wouldn't be worrying about what was going on. You know, if I've got somebody to do it with, and you're hiring an engineer, and you got a firm like, you know, the whaling, and then you got this other gentleman, I would like to separate them, you know, out of that with. Now, whoever has done it, where the blame starts or where it stops.
Well,
he's already addressing that, or, you know, we don't had
agreed
to address it with.
My point is, the CEO of a business should certainly know that if you're not certain, that you find out. He's been there since 1995. Those billboards were approved on the other parcel, and with the stipulation they not advertise the business. But you go look out there, and they not only are they advertising the business, but they've got other signs that are illegal out there that are advertising the business.
But who put the billboards up?
So
who put the billboards up?
And that doesn't, you know, that parcel doesn't pertain to this one. My concern is in the future, you know, you get the same excuses. Well, we didn't know, or, you know, I wasn't aware of that. And they're putting up banners and everything. You know, I mean, it's a furniture place. You know they're going to want to put banners up. They all do it.
Right, but who put the billboard up, though? If, you know, if I was him and I sent, now, you know, he's got people underneath him, and he sent them here to come get a variance for a billboard, and they go back to him, he says, how to make that? Well, it was approved. Well, that would be it. Mm-hmm. If they did not tell him, you know, he said, well, it's approved, he would go on. Whoever put the billboard up, then we need to go back down the line with.
Well, whoever put the billboard up.
Put the billboard up.
Obviously had to be told by the owner that they had the approval. And the owner knows that the, you know, that they're not supposed to advertise on it, so why would they even go and ask the billboard company to put that on?
But was it the owner or was it CEO? You know?
Well, whichever. I mean,
whichever,
you know, you guys can approve it, and that's fine.
Well,
and, you know, all I'm saying is on Route 13, it looks like crap.
But John, you know, like Rick said before, we shouldn't even heard that about the billboards. That they got nothing to do with this.
It's relevant to this, in that it's the same ownership that has violations on other properties that can concern this property in the future.
Well, Rick, is that right, Rick?
you're kind of getting two things confused.
Yeah.
You can't condition
this
application on one lot with something on another lot. Because it goes back to the Melvin Joseph case years and years ago. Mitchell was the case, the name, when it went to court.
Mm-hmm.
Said that you couldn't tell him to do something on lot A in order to get a variance on lot B.
And I'm not doing that.
But, yeah, and that, I think this is a little bit different. You can always take into account past compliance with rules or orders or things like that. So, you know, if somebody comes in here and they've not complied with say the conditions on one of these hardship types of things, and they haven't complied with the conditions, 2 years expires, they come in and reapply, you can consider the fact that they didn't comply the first time. So
mm-hmm.
you can take into account somebody's compliance or non-compliance with the law. You just can't condition what they do on one lot, you know, combine the two, so to speak.
Okay, well, we've got a motion then. I guess first we'll entertain Mr. Mills' motion. He's made a motion that we deny case number 9569. Have a second to that motion. Hearing no second. Motion died. Now, again, I'll entertain a motion on case number 9569.
I would like to say one thing, and I believe I'm correct, or I wrote it down, that the signage is 7% on one side and less than 6% on the other side. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's not in the ordinance or anything like that. We have been known to approve signs.
That's been
7% of the total sign.
Right.
Of the surface of the wall.
Of the wall we have. 6.9 and 5 point something on one side. Let me find that. Anyway, it was below the 7% both sides of it were.
You didn't have anybody out there measuring.
From the Whaling company. After we'd asked them on that, I think he'd already had that done.
They had that.
They had that percentage already done when they presented it. Okay, Chair will entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9569, as I don't think it'll essentially alter the character of the neighborhood, and a suggestion that in the future our people look at it a little closer and follow the area there and make sure that it doesn't get any worse.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 9569 with the office pay a little more attention or closer attention after on 13. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give these a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Okay, motion carried by a vote of four to one. Four in favor and one not in favor. Okay, next case is case number 9574. Is Ron's mobile home.